You, Jesus. I feel so good. I'd shout out to you tonight without a microphone. Amen. From the head, from his mind comes a glory. Do you realize this is what's going to, amen, come out like a flood during the millennial reign? It's going to be hard to think evil because of a tremendous amount of this glory that's going to be released from his mind. Jesus Christ personally will be sitting on the throne in Jerusalem. Baba Hushaya, Baba Bahaya, you're talking about releasing great forces from his mind. These tremendous glory, Baba Bahaya, the Shekinah glory, Kabod glory is going to be released from his mind. It's going to surround the earth like a flood. The knowledge of the Lord, amen, shall fill the earth. The glory of the Lord, amen. So this glory comes from his head and it covers, amen, those that are a following tail. Amen. Now let's look at this again. Mercy, glory. Hallelujah. Mercy, mercy, glory. We need mercy in the low place because we say a lot of bad things. Don't you say a lot of bad things, but then you wonder why you still feel so good? Because you haven't got out from under the headship of God. You haven't, amen, made up your mind to walk away from Jesus and never follow him again. But you may say a whole lot of things, but that mercy, glory surrounds you. Amen. Turn to Baba Haya. Turn to Psalm 23. Are you getting something out of this here tonight? Psalm 23. See, if we make him the head and we follow, amen, then the glory of the Lord will be our rearward. It goes, amen, it surrounds the tail. Us that follow. Hallelujah. You know, when you come to the house of God, you are following, amen, the head. Now, if you stay home on a church night, that's something that's ordained of God. I'm just using that for an example. But that's something that's ordained of God. And, amen, when you come to the house of God, you're standing under the headship, and you'll feel the glory. Amen, you will. God will bless you, because he said he would. The tail, amen, gets the mercy glory. Psalm 23, this is fabulous. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my head. The Lord, David said, is my head. Hallelujah. I shall not want. Why doesn't he want anything? Because when you live in the glory of God, you don't want anything. Amen. When you're out from under your headship and you start worrying about things, ooh, you can get in a pit. Oh. I think about the pit I got in the other day. I all of a sudden, I got this selfish thought. I started envying.